Good afternoon, everybody. So this week we're going to continue with our topics on Sfiras HaOmer, and we'll discuss a topic that's also related to Parshas HaShavua, namely the topic of Sfiras HaYovel. So I'd like to ask just three broad questions at the beginning of the Chabura that hopefully we'll tackle over the course of the Chabura in its entirety. The first one is, what is the relationship between Sfiras HaOmer and Chag HaShavuos? We know that the Torah presents the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer twice, once in Parshas Emor and the second time in Parshas Re'eh. And in its presentation in Parshas Re'eh, the Torah tells us, Shiva HaShavuos Tisbor Lach, we're supposed to count 7 weeks. And then in the next pasuk, it says, V'asisa Chag HaShavuos LaHashem Elokecha. And then afterwards, we're supposed to make a Chag of Shavuos. So it's interesting that the holiday is named, it's dubbed Chag HaShavuos, probably in relation to the weeks that were counted right before that holiday, the Shiva Shavuos, the 7 weeks that were counted before the holiday. So what's the relationship between Sfiras HaOmer, the counting of those 49 days and 7 weeks, and the holiday that follows it on the 50th day, Chag HaShavuos? Is it just the case that the holiday follows the count? It's the 50th day after 49 days, and therefore it's termed based on those weeks? Or is there some more substantive, some more fundamental relationship between the count itself and the holiday that follows it? That's our first question. Second one is, what's the relationship between two of the mitzvahs of Sfira that we find in the Torah, namely the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer from Parshas Emor and the mitzvah of Sfiras HaYovel from this week's Parsha, Parshas Bahar? It's interesting that on the surface, there seem to be parallels between the two mitzvahs. On the one hand, Sfiras HaOmer counts 49 days, and on the other hand, Sfiras HaYovel counts 49 years. And in both cases, the 50th unit that follows that count of 49 units has a kedusha to it. In the case of Sfiras HaOmer, the 50th unit is the day of Shavuos, kedusha sayom of Chag HaShavuos. And in the case of Yovel, so the 50th unit is the year of the Yovel, and it has kedusha sayovel after following from the 49 years counted prior to that 50th year. So the second question that we're trying to tackle is, what's the relationship, if any, between those two spheros? And the third question I'd like to tackle is, what exactly is the relationship between the two presentations of Sfiras HaOmer in the Torah? We noted before that the Torah presents Sfiras HaOmer twice, once in Parshas Emor, the second time in Parshas Re'eh. So is that just a repetition of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer? Or what new element does the Torah try to divulge by presenting Sfiras HaOmer twice in the Torah, once in Parshas Emor and the second time in Parshas Re'eh? So let's begin from that last question. What's the relationship between these two between the two presentations of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer? So we could say that it's really just two presentations of one mitzvah. As we've noted in the past, according to most Rishonim, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is really just one mitzvah. Every individual is obligated to count the days and the weeks of Sfiras HaOmer, and the Torah presents it in two different lights in Parshas Emor and Parshas Re'eh, perhaps to convey two different perspectives on the mitzvah. We noted that the mitzvah, the Sfiras HaOmer mentioned in Parshas Re'eh, is connected to the Korban HaOmer, whereas in Parshas Emor, it's both connected to the Korban HaOmer and also Mimacharas HaShabbos, to the Chag of Pesach. So maybe there's two different perspectives on the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer based on its two presentations in the two different parshios in Emor and Re'eh. But it could also be the case that the two presentations in these two parshios actually convey two different mitzvos entirely. We've already noted in the past also that according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, there were actually two different mitzvos of Sfiras HaOmer. One was to count the days of the Omer, and the other was to count the weeks of the Omer. And the source to count the weeks of the Omer might be rooted in the Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh of Shiva Shavuos Tisbor Lach. So that would be one version according to which there are two different mitzvos that stem from these two different presentations. But another really interesting position is that of the Sifrei, and following on the Sifrei, the Chizkuni, who both hold that these two different presentations really constitute two different addresses for the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. And they explain that the address in Parshas Emor, where the Pasuk says, Usfartem lachem mimacharas HaShabbos, and you should count for yourselves after the first day of Pesach, so that mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is addressed to every individual in Klal Yisrael. It's a prati type of address. It's meant to obligate every member of Klal Yisrael in the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. Whereas in contrast, the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, which says Shiva Shavuos Tisbor Lach, which is in the singular, not in the plural, so the Sifrei comments on that pasuk, and it says Tisbor Lach Bevezdin. that Beis Din has an obligation to count Sfiras HaOmer. And many of the Mefarshim, some Mefarshim on the Sifrei itself, like Rabbeinu Hillel, and also some of the Mefarshim al HaTorah, like the Chizkuni, interpret this comment of the Sifrei literally, and they explain that there was actually an independent mitzvah for Beis Din to count Sfiras HaOmer. So in addition to the mitzvah for the members of Klal Yisrael to count Sfiras HaOmer, there is also a mitzvah for Beis Din to count Sfiras HaOmer. And that mitzvah on Beis Din we derive from the presentation of Sfiras HaOmer in Parshas Re'eh, such that the two different presentations, first in Parshas Emor and second in Parshas Re'eh, actually establish two different addresses for the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer, one address being every individual in Klal Yisrael, and the second one being the Beis Din body, the representative of Klal Yisrael, of course referring to the Beis Din HaGadol, the Sanhedrin HaGadolah, made up of 71 members, the Beis Din HaGadol that represented Klal Yisrael, Bizman HaMikdash. And the truth is that there actually might be some nafkamina between these two mitzvos addressed to two different segments in Klal Yisrael. The way that Rabbeinu Hillel comments on the Sifrei, it seems like that Beis Din would have to count only the weeks of the Omer, whereas individuals would have to count both the days and the weeks. Why would Beis Din have to count only the weeks? So that would be explained based on the source for the obligation for Beis Din to count Sfiras HaOmer. Where does the obligation come from? It comes from the pasuk of Shiva Shavuos Tisbar Lach. So that pasuk makes no mention of days. It only makes a mention of weeks. And therefore, we might conclude that Beis Din would only have to count the weeks. So it's interesting that there might actually be a nafkamina lemaisa between these two different mitzvos. Now, just to really emphasize, these positions that Beis Din has a separate obligation to count Sfiras HaOmer in addition to the obligation for all individuals to count Sfiras HaOmer is not the Derech HaMelech. It's not the common position. It's certainly a unique position. Most of the Rishonim hold that every individual in Klal Yisrael has to count Sfiras HaOmer, but Beis Din is no different. Beis Din is just included in that obligation, meaning since every member of Klal Yisrael is also a member since every member of Beis Din HaGadol is also a member of Klal Yisrael, so every member of the Beis Din HaGadol has to count Sfiras HaOmer based on his status as a member of Klal Yisrael, but there's no independent obligation for Beis Din HaGadol to count. But we're going to try to explain this stark, unique position of the Chizkuni based on the Sifrei, that the Beis Din HaGadol would actually have a separate obligation to count Sfiras HaOmer. And the question is, why would that be the case? Why would there be a separate obligation for Beis Din HaGadol to count in addition to the obligation for every individual to count? So in order to explain that position, it might be worthwhile to examine another sphira that pertains to Beis Din, and that's the sphira from this coming week's parasha, from Parashas Bahar, the sphira of that precedes the Yovel year, where the pasuk says, "V'safarta lecha sheva shavaso shanim, sheva shanim, sheva pe'amim," that you should count for yourself seven sets of 7 years. And the Medrash in Toras Kohanim makes it clear that "V'safarta lecha" refers to Beis Din, that the Beis Din HaGadol is the body that is in charge of counting these years. So it seems like we have another mitzvah of Sfira that pertains to Beis Din, namely the Sfira of Yovel. But we first have to ask ourselves whether that's even the case. Is this actually a sphira that is similar to Sfiras HaOmer? Is this a sphira that has to be articulated and expressed? So that was a major machlokas between the Rishonim. The Rishonim debated whether V'safarta lecha sheva shavaso shanim, the obligation for Beis Din to count, so to speak, quote-unquote, the years before the Yovel, the 49 years before the 50th year, was that an actual obligation to express an articulated count, or was that an obligation just to keep track of the years, similar to the obligation for Zav V'Zava to keep track of their Shiva Nikiyah? So again, that was a machlokas between the Rishonim. The Ran held that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaYovel was just a mitzvah to keep track of the years. Beis Din did not have to pronounce each year of the 49 years prior to the Yovel year. Rather, they just had to keep track of those 49 years so that they would know when to sanctify the 50th year as the Yovel year. That's the position of the Ran. But many other Rishonim, including the Ravid, the Rashmi Shantz, and the Rambam, all assume that Beis Din had to actually pronounce the count of the Sfiras HaYovel. They had to count each year, similar to the way we count Sfiras HaOmer, where we count each night in an articulated fashion. And what's the nekudas hamachlokas between these Rishonim as to the definition or the nature of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaYovel, and whether it was just to keep track of the years or to actually articulate the count of the years. So seemingly what they're debating is whether v'safarta lecha sheva shabbosot shanim, the command of Sfiras HaYovel, was really just meant as an insurance to make sure that Beis Din would sanctify the 50th year, and the only way to ensure that Beis Din would sanctify the 50th year as the Yovel year would be to obligate Beis Din to keep track of those 49 years. After all, that's quite a long time before the Yovel year. So it was incumbent upon Beis Din to keep track of those years before sanctifying the 50th year. That would be the position of the Ran, that Beis Din didn't actually have to articulate the count. They just had to make sure that they kept track of it. Or is the Sfiras HaYovel actually a substantive contributor to the sanctity of the 50th year? In which case, we might expect that Beis Din would actually have to pronounce the count of each year of those 49 years prior to the 50th year of the Yovel year. And the truth is that Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, in his commentary on the Rambam, explains very clearly that according to the Rambam, Sfiras HaYovel was very much a substantive contributor to the Kedushas HaYovel, to the sanctity of the 50th year. So much so that Reb Chaim reaches an extreme conclusion that were Beis Din not to count, not to pronounce the count of the 49 years, then the 50th year would lack its sanctity. What he means to say is that the 49-year count was actually ma'akev, the kedusha of the Yovel year, of the 50th year. So what emerges from Reb Chaim's explanation of the Rambam's position is that the count of the 49 years was very much a substantive contributor to the sanctity of the 50th year, so much so that without it, the 50th year would lack its kedusha. Now, what would be the basis for that type of position? What would lie behind that type of position? So I think that if we take that approach, that the 49-year count of the Yovel, before the Yovel year, is actually a substantive contributor to the sanctity of the Yovel year, then what emerges is that Sfiras HaYovel is parallel to Kiddush HaChodesh of Beis Din, a comment made by, I believe, both Reb Chaim and other Achronim as well. Beis Din, as the representative body of Klal Yisrael, is charged with sanctifying the months and thereby sanctifying the Moadim that transpire during those months. So, for example, Beis Din is obligated to sanctify the month of Nisan with Kiddush HaChodesh, and thereby Beis Din basically establishes the Moed of Pesach, which falls on Tesvav Nisan. Without first establishing when the month of Nisan begins, we would not know when Pesach arrives. So therefore, Beis Din, as the emissary and representative body of Klal Yisrael, so Beis Din sanctifies the month at the beginning of Rosh Chodesh, on Rosh Chodesh, and in turn, it also sanctifies the day of Pesach at Tesvav Nisan. That's why we have the Nosach HaTfilah of Mekadesh Yisrael VeHazmanim each and every Moed. Because what we're trying to convey is that it's really in the hands of Klal Yisrael to sanctify the Moadim. Whereas Shabbos, the seventh day of the week, is Kedusha V'kaima. It is already invested with holiness based on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's setting up of the week. The Kedusha of the Moadim is in the hands of Klal Yisrael, and in turn in the hands of Beis Din as the representative of Klal Yisrael, and the Kedusha of the Moadim only takes place based on when the months were sanctified. So what happens is that Beis Din sanctifies the month, and in turn they sanctify the Moed. So too, perhaps, is the role of Beis Din with regard to the 49-year count prior to the Yovel year. What Beis Din is doing is that Beis Din is acting on behalf of Klal Yisrael and doing this count of 49 years in order to establish the sanctity of the 50th year. So if we're going to establish some type of parallel, the 49-year count would be parallel to Kiddush HaChodesh, and the sanctity of the 50th year would be parallel to the sanctity of Chag HaPesach, for example, where Beis Din first does some process in order to later establish the sanctity of a holiday that follows. So Beis Din counts the 49 years, and then the sanctity of the 50th year follows after that count of 49 years. And therefore, Beis Din is charged with counting these 49 years, so much so that without the count, the sanctity of the 50th year would not exist, at least according to the interpretation of Reb Chaim in the Rambam. And that could explain why Beis Din actually has to pronounce the count, and it's not sufficient to keep track of the years. Because this pronounced and articulated count actually contributes to the sanctity of the 50th year. Once that's the case, then we can re-envision or we can return to the relationship between the Sfiras HaYovel and the Sfira of Sfiras HaOmer. Maybe if it's the case that Sfiras HaYovel is a 49-year count that contributes to the sanctity of the 50th unit, the Yovel that follows, then so too Sfiras HaOmer is a 49-day count that contributes to the substance and the sanctity of the 50th unit that follows, namely Chag HaShavuos. What evidence do we have that we should make this link between Sfiras HaYovel and Sfiras HaOmer? So in truth, we find this in many of the comments of the Rishonim. The Rashmi Shantz in his Pirush to Toras Kohanim says that there should be a complete equation between Sfiras HaYovel and Sfiras HaOmer. The Rambam in his commentary in Sefer HaMitzvos, both in his codifying of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaYovel and also his codifying of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, references the other one in each mitzvah. Meaning to say that when he discusses Sfiras HaYovel, he says that Sfiras HaYovel is just like Sfiras HaOmer. And when he discusses Sfiras HaOmer, he says that Sfiras HaOmer is just like Sfiras HaYovel. Seemingly, that would be gratuitous. The Rambam is counting both Sfiras HaYovel and Sfiras HaOmer. Why does he have to notify us that these mitzvos are like each other? So seemingly what he's trying to say is that there's some fundamental common denominator, some essential relationship between these two spheros. And perhaps the common denominator that stretches across these two spheros is exactly as we just described, that one of the purposes of each of these spheros is to be the process, the substantive process, that later invests and allows for the establishment of a kedusha that follows that process. So the 49-year count and the 49-day count are each processes by which the 50th unit, either the Yovel year or Chag HaShavuos, follows and is sanctified. The truth is that we have many nafkamina based on the common denominator between these counts of Sfiras HaYovel and Sfiras HaOmer. The Riven in his Pirush to Toras Kohanim, to the Sifra, explains that just as we make a bracha on Sfiras HaOmer, so too Beis Din should make a bracha on Sfiras HaYovel. In addition to that, the Rivet says that just as Sfiras HaOmer has to be done at the beginning of the night, based on the rule of Tamimos, where we're trying to include as much of the day as possible, so too Sfiras HaYovel had to be done at the very beginning of the year. On Rosh Hashanah, Beis Din had to get up and pronounce that this year is year one, year two, year three of the Yovel year. And in fact, the Minchas Kinoch has a Havamina, that maybe, that just as with regard to Sfiras HaOmer, if one misses one of the days, and according to the Bahag, he's ruined his count, he's lost his count, then so too with regard to Sfiras HaYovel. Maybe if Beis Din missed one of the years, then they wouldn't be able to continue the count of the Yovel. The Minchas Kinoch rejects that possibility in conclusion, but other Achronim actually say that that would be the case. And certainly all of these nafkamina highlight this essential relationship between Sfiras HaYovel and Sfiras HaOmer, so much so that we are comfortable extending dinim that we know from the category of Sfiras HaOmer and applying them to the category of Sfiras HaYovel. And the yesod would be that just as Sfiras HaYovel is a substantive contributor to the kedusha of the Yovel, as we explained from Reb Chaim, so much so that without the Sfira of the Yovel, the kedusha of the Yovel couldn't exist, so too Sfiras HaOmer and the 49-day count prior to Chag HaShavuos is a substantive contributor to the kedusha of Chag HaShavuos and is the means by which the 50th day becomes sanctified. And once that's the case, then we can understand why Chag HaShavuos would be termed Chag HaShavuos, the day, the holiday of the weeks. It's not just because it happens to be the holiday that follows Sfiras HaOmer, and they happen to follow one another. It's because Sfiras HaOmer itself is the process by which we sanctify that 50th day. So of course, we should name the holiday based on the process that sanctified it, Chag HaShavuos. And also in this light, we can explain the stark position, the unique position of the Sifrei and the Chizkuni that Beis Din HaGadol would have to count Sfiras HaOmer. Why would Beis Din HaGadol have to count Sfiras HaOmer in addition to every individual? Because, as we've explained, one of the purposes of Sfiras HaOmer is to invest sanctity in the day of Chag HaShavuos, in the 50th unit that follows that 49-day count. And Beis Din HaGadol, as the representative of Klal Yisrael and the body that's in charge of being Koveya Moadim, would have to do that for Chag HaShavuos just as they do it for Sukkot and Pesach. So just as they sanctify the months for Sukkot and Pesach, so too they would have to count Sfiras HaOmer for Chag HaShavuos. But we're left with one question. And that question is, as we've noted, most of the Rishonim do not agree with the Chizkuni's position that Beis Din would actually have to count Sfiras HaOmer in addition to every individual. The Rambam very clearly says that every individual, every member of Klal Yisrael is chayev to count Sfiras HaOmer, that is, every man. Sfiras HaOmer would be a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, according to the Rambam, so women would not be chayavos to count Sfiras HaOmer. But Sfiras HaOmer nonetheless pertains to individuals in Klal Yisrael, not to Beis Din. But, as we've explained as well, the Rambam does agree that there is an essential link between Sfiras HaOmer and Sfiras HaYovel. He notes that in his formulations in his formulations in Sefer HaMitzvos. So why would it be, according to the Rambam, that if Sfiras HaOmer and Sfiras HaYovel share this essential connection, that, and as we've explained, that common denominator would be that these processes of counting are the means by which we sanctify a unit that follows either the Yovel or the Omer, so why would it be that with regard to Sfiras HaYovel, Beis Din counts the Sfira, but with regard to Sfiras HaOmer, every individual is obligated to count the Sfira? So I'd like to suggest that perhaps Sfiras HaOmer emerges as unique in this light. Whereas for all other mitzvos of investing sanctity in a day, we rely on Beis Din as the emissary and representative body of Klal Yisrael, that whether that be for the Moadim or for the Yovel year, when it comes to Chag HaShavuos, every member of Klal Yisrael has to be engaged in that investment of sanctity. The members of Klal Yisrael cannot rely on Beis Din as the shliach and the representative body when it comes to Zman Matan Torah Sinu, to the holiday of Shavuos, which is the holiday on which we mark Kabbalas HaTorah. Because Chag HaShavuos is Zman Matan Torah Sinu, and because it constitutes the renewal of Kabbalas HaTorah each and every year, and because it is the holiday of Kabbalas Torah Shebaal Peh, very much emphasizes the human input and responsibility that is so much a part of Torah, as Mori Virabi of Rosenzweig explains in other contexts. So in light of that background, then I think what would be the sensible conclusion would be that every individual has to invest the sanctity of Chag HaShavuos, of that 50th day following the 49-day count. Every individual has to do Sfiras HaOmer prior to Chag HaShavuos and establish Chag HaShavuos as the holiday that follows. We can't rely on Beis Din to represent us when it comes to Zman Matan Torah Seinu, because every individual has to internalize, has to be mekabel the Torah once again, and has to internalize the input that he must invest into that Torah that he's being mekabel on Chag HaShavuos. And therefore, it would emerge that even though Beis Din is obligated to do the counts and sanctify the Moadim for other Moadim, when it comes to Chag HaShavuos, every individual takes the place of Beis Din, or really what we should say is that instead of relying on Beis Din, we fall back on the primary obligation for every individual in Klal Yisrael to be Mekadesh L'Moadim, and in specific, Chag HaShavuos. I wish everyone a great rest of the week.